Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. There are cats atop the men's college basketball ladder. Currently inhabiting the top rung are the Wildcats of Kentucky, but perched just below them are the Missouri Tigers, presumably waiting to pounce. Here to talk about Missouri's recent rise is Steve Walentik of the Columbia Daily Tribune. Steve, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
What has happened recently to catapult Missouri toward the top of the polls?
That's the question that people in Columbia have had a hard time figuring out. This was not an expected run that this team is on. There wasn't a whole lot of buzz about Missouri going into the year with a first-year coach based on Frank Haith's previous record at Miami, particularly in the ACC, to think that he was going to lead some dramatic turnaround the way he has. But he's come in and installed the perfect system for the players that he inherited. He's got them playing as one of the most efficient offensive teams in the country, and they're a much better defensive team than they've been the last few seasons, and it's all translated to this point to a lot of wins.
Which players on the current roster should we be paying particular attention to as we get towards tournament time?
Missouri's best player right now is senior guard Marcus Denman. He's their leading scorer. But they've had two other players who really have emerged this season as dominant forces. Ricardo Ratliff is a senior forward. He's the most efficient big man in the country right now. He's on pace to break the NCAA record for field goal percentage. He's shooting over 75% for the year. And then the other player is their sophomore point guard, Phil Pressey, who's 5'10", but just an electric talent, really quick. He's leading the Big 12 in assists and assist-to-turnover ratio. He leads the league in steals, and I think that's had a lot to do with Missouri's rise.
On Sunday, Missouri beat Baylor, which was ranked number 5 at the time, but they followed with a loss to unranked Oklahoma State on Wednesday. Are the Tigers getting a little too comfortable being number 2?
Well, it certainly looked like that on Wednesday night in Stillwater. They didn't have the same energy, the same intensity that they had the previous weekend in Waco. The last time they were ranked that high was 2002, I believe, and this is uncharted territory. And I think Missouri, I think they've got a great shot of bouncing back later today against Texas Tech.
Does this look to you like a Missouri team that can do some damage in the NCAA tournament?
Depends on matchups. Missouri is not a team with much size. They've got two players taller than 6'6". All of those guys have been playing at a high level really all year, but whether or not that can happen, you know, on any given day remains to be seen.
Steve Walentik covers the Missouri Tigers basketball team for the Columbia Daily Tribune. Steve, thanks very much for speaking with me.